Mostly we'll talk about this tomorrow, but just briefly, how was that? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
And did people feel comfortable branching out a little with different facilitation things, or just staying with what felt comfortable, and it all worked, depending on how the facilitator was? Well, I guess there were only two facilitators. But did it feel like a comfortable way to do this? I'm really hoping that people will like it, I'll tell you that, because it's such a great way to introduce the whole practice to people, and also to get comfortable with a lot of beginner questions that people are going to bring to a group like this.
I'm just really seeing how, I thought it was fabulous. What we just did, and how that really the training to become a facilitator is some form of savior. That really is, because to start going to facilitate, workshops here without that kind of day in, day out practice would be much more difficult. But this is so such a beautiful way to practice. And as you say, it's like a, well, actually, I just saw someone was using that image that we talked about of, walking through the fog and, you get a little bit wet. We weren't talking about it in terms of facilitation, but it works really well. Same thing, you kind of walk in before you know it. You've had all the questions you could have had, and you realize you can feel them all.
Yes.
It's great.
As well as having your own practice deepen by immersing yourself in the fundamentals of practice.
Cameron? Yeah, it seems like a nice way to facilitate a talking about process, a personal process, but with a non-personal way to enter it. So, you have this passage, and it's kind of, I don't just have to think of something to come up about my life or something, but it touches in to things, and it's just a nice way to, an easy way, because everybody's kind of looking at the same thing.
Yes. And as time goes on, you, as we were talking about earlier, you'll have things happen, and you'll realize, oh, I just did that. Now, Tracy.
I really like this idea, and I know what stops me from doing a thing group is the whole teaching the meditation part. I'm super psyched to do the awareness part in the artist and facilitation, but not so much on the teaching meditation. And so, do you foresee the doing this just in conjunction with a 30-minute set, or we can break it down to a small?
I would, depend, and I can't answer that for everybody, because some people would have groups of people who would be ready to sit for 30 minutes. Other people would have people who would be ready to sit for 10. Now, we have video and CD teaching people to meditate, as well as it's written in books. So if people wanted to start learning how to teach people to meditate, we could do that. So it could be either way. If you, say, had a group of people in your hometown and you just wanted to get together with them, then they could sit quietly for 10 minutes at the beginning and 10 minutes at the end. Not formally, just sit. Not lie down. We've already done that. Explain to them sitting upright with your spine straight is really important, because that's the way the body is most comfortably, most easily aware. Okay? They can just take your word for it. How do you know that? The Buddha says so. But then beyond that, not to get into too much about anything, just sit and notice everything. Yeah, you sit and count your breath and just notice. Don't try to clear your mind, don't try to... So we could do that with really beginning groups of people. And then you go through this and do the facilitation thing and let it kind of grow organically into hardcore sashimi.
There's so much of it. I totally get the rejection part of it too. I mean, all these years I've been sitting, and I face it every day at home. And I don't like it. I don't like it because my body hurts, my knees hurt. You know, it's just like I can totally empathize with that person that, you know, has a hard time sitting. Like, there's so much of me that just doesn't feel it. And so I'm constantly trying to, okay, you know, move this up, address this. So it's like, do you think I'm becoming an expert on how to sit and how to do it properly? And it feels like it just isn't happening. And so I think I'm going to...
Well, there are two things about that. And yes, then you project that onto other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, who are having a different experience from the one that you're having. I mean, you've heard my war story stuff. Starting to meditate. I mean, you know, you couldn't have beaten me off that cushion. You know, it was all I wanted to do, and I wanted to sit in full lotus, and I wanted to do it 24 hours out of the day. So not everybody hates meditation. So you see, I assume everybody is going to love meditation. They just need a little guidance to get it going. But the thing about it is. You know, and this is probably a discussion for tomorrow, but you're never going to like meditation as long as you're in a constant conversation with somebody who doesn't like meditation. Let them go do something else. If they don't want to do meditation, let them go somewhere else. Go on the other side, do yoga, take a hot bath, whatever they want to do. But you're going to meditate. And the attitude of mind to me that we bring to meditation is for you. Not for me, but for you. Okay, I just happen to know that you just recently lost someone who was in exactly the situation that I was getting ready to lay out for you. The body doesn't work. And so there's just being there. And the only thing that you have as you're being there is the amount of loving kindness and compassion and tenderness that you can bring to the situation, because getting up and going somewhere is just not an option.
Yeah. And that's, you know, you're kind of like constantly, I think about him every day in that way. It's just like, okay, yes, I need to, you know, how would I treat him, you know?
Well, and how wonderful it would have been for him for so long to have no problems.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, he did.
Well,
but years and years and years and years ago.
Yes, yeah. But in the end there, when he was watching his body just cease to function, I mean, how wonderful to have a restless body and be able to get up and go outside and do something physical. You know, I'm feeling really restless. I think I'll go for a run. Mm-hmm. So we really want to put ourselves in that position of, this is someone with nowhere to go, because that's where we are spiritually. We are living in a world of delusion if we are clinging to the idea that we have choices.
And it's like, it's just, you know, I mean, the two people I know the most were both faced with it, you know, my stepfather with ALS, you know, and, you know, that last part of life story was his best chapter. You know, he couldn't move at all.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what emerged from him was, it was just presence, and it was.
That's it.
I know.
There's your role model.
Surrounded. I mean, it's like it's there. It's, you know, I have a teacher, but I have a teacher, and the teachers, but.
So you know what the answer is? Get over yourself. Whatever. Right? So somebody doesn't want to sit there. Okay. Do you know? I mean, I'm really not being flippant. I'm sincere about it. It's like anything else in life that we are required to do. You know, we do a ton of things all the time that are not at the top of our list of things that we want to do. But we do them because we know we need to. This is another one. You know, are there parts of us who don't want to pay attention, who don't want to wake up, who are really invested in suffering until the very last moment? Yes, absolutely. But what we're doing, it's that thing that we always go back to. So I imagine with Luke, I don't know if this is true, but at the end, he wanted to do things that weren't really good for him to do. Is this true?
Oh, yeah, like when there are women and
yeah, exactly. And so you know he wants to do this. You know that it's not good for him. You know that you are the one who has to make the choice for him. You have to make the decision for him because you have the larger picture. And you do it out of loving kindness, out of care for him, because you know he is not capable of making a good decision for himself. Neither are these. These things are not gifted when it comes to making good decisions for themselves. Okay? So from here, we make that good decision for the children.
So as soon as I get that everyone around me
feels Precisely. They've just been kind and kind of giving you a lot of time and space to get there at your own speed.
Right.
Okay, so we must away and think about this, you know, see if it's something that you would enjoy continuing tomorrow and practicing with this. I brought another book that I think would also be fun for those who are even less inclined toward meditation, where they just really do sit there quietly for a few minutes so that they can get to the color crayons. But this, I think, would be a very, very fun community project to do.
Okay, that's show and tell for tonight.
Thank you. I'm just going to leave these here. Is that okay? In a tidy little